Hey man, last Wednesday was Jared's birthday, and I was gonna buy him a suit, and then he started talking about Cracker Barrel. You know, they need a Cracker Barrel around here, and I said, okay, I know what I'll do. I'll just drive him to Portland and let him have Cracker Barrel. So we drove to Portland Wednesday morning. We had Cracker Barrel for breakfast, and we did a little shopping, and we checked in the hotel, and we laid up for a couple hours, and we had Cracker Barrel for dinner. And I was like, well, you know what? The hotel has free breakfast, so that's it for Cracker Barrel. So I think he got his fill. I really do. I believe he got his fill, and so that's where we were last Wednesday. And when I got the text, I was like, And Jared was like, ooh, you got out of that one. I was like, yeah, I sure did. But then today when he texted me, I was like, I knew that was coming, even though I hadn't thought about what to say or whatever. But I can't say enough how much I love my church. I love you all. You are so special to me. And I mean, ever since the first Sunday we walked in, and I just felt, I mean, I was like, oh my goodness, this is it. The feeling has not left. And it's just been more and more magnified and just confirmations, and even with Jared. And it's just been a blessing. It really has. And I'm just thankful. Thankful for being here. I thank God for leading us here. As I said, when I testified last year, I was Jared and I were talking about how happy we were to be in Washington and all that, and he was like, Mom, the only thing that can mess this up is we get to be in the wrong church. I say, you're right. You're so right. And so God led us here, I was saying how I was listening to the podcast, and it was, I believe it was Easter Sunday when I was listening, and I was like, Jared, we got to go there next week. We have to go there next week, and we've been here ever since. And I'm just thankful to God for being here. I love the Word of God. I do. I get tickled. It just cracks me up sometimes. I read the stories, and I'll read. And the Bible plays in our home 24/7. And sometimes a scripture will come, and I'll just start laughing at, you know, the context of it, and I just start cracking up, and Danny be like, "What?" I said, the word. It's just something about the word. And for me, I get messages through the word, and I also receive messages through songs. And songs just minister to me, and sometimes a song will stay with me for a while. And it's like, wow. Now, every time I hear this song, it just really takes me there. And so the song that's been with me for about a good 3 to 4 weeks is Do It Again. And so, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday when we and Sister Kayla was like, we're going to do, you know, from Do It Again. I was like, oh, you trying to take me there? Don't take me there. But it's something about songs that, to me, that are taken from Scripture. And they're based on the Word of God. And we've all heard songs that are based on someone's life and what they've gone through. And it was just, I was going through it. I was down. But anyway, so we've heard those kind of songs. But the songs that really reach me the most are songs that are based on the Word of God. And I was looking at Lamentations, and it was saying in Lamentations 3 and 19, he said, remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. God is so faithful. And so whenever I listen to the song, I think about, you know, they say, great is thy faithfulness. And I'm like, yeah, but you know, the point is, It's not just that he's faithful, but he's done so many things for us before now, so we can trust him to do it again. And it may not be the exact same thing, but there's no reason why we should allow the enemy to plant seeds in our minds and make us think that, oh, woe is me, this time I'm not coming out of this. You know, this one is really heavy and it's just such a heavy burden I can't bear. But God is faithful. And he's proven himself so many times before now. Why should we doubt? I mean, why should there be any doubt in our mind about God coming through for us as he's done before? And so this song has just really been on me. And when I look at the words to the song, and it talks about, he's like, walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. So there was a part where it's like, okay, you know, I'm still in the same spot. Right. You know, I thought by now I'd be out of this. Right. But you've never failed me yet. Right. So there's an encouragement, which means, okay, all right, double, you know, you got me thinking about this, and I'm feeling kind of, and then I'm waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you've never failed me yet. So we already know what the outcome is going to be. The fight is fixed. I mean, God is, he's going to win no matter what. And so I just, he talks about the promise still stands, great is your faithfulness. But then my part, I've seen you move mountains and I believe you can do it again. You made a way where there was no way. And I believe you could do it again. So I believe that God wants to encourage us. And this is all I got. This was all that came to me was my song. It was just my song, and I had to find the scripture to go with it. But it's be encouraged and understand and know that the enemy is a liar. The devil is a liar. So he's supposed to tell you things that are not true, but we cannot entertain those things. What we have to remember is God is faithful, and he's done it before, and he'll do it again.
Thank you, Sister Pat. Brandon, come on up here. Brandon's the bright spot in my days on Wednesdays.
I don't even know what that means. But he did give me a text saying that he was at my job site, but I was busy working, couldn't take a few hours off to get some Buffalo Wild Wings. There's something about that encouragement that the sister had just spoken, that there was something in me that just wanted to give up praise to God. And I felt like there was something jumping in my heart, even before she had even exhorted, when Brother Johnstone was speaking about getting closer to God. And, you know, we're millions of miles away from him. My heart just cried out like, well, then how can I get closer right now? And I think if we could just all stand, and if we could just reach as close as you could to God, whatever that may be, if you need to tug on the hem of his garment, if you need to push him, if you need to press him, oh, I just want to get close to you in this moment. That's the reason why I am here, Jesus. Not to hear me preach, not to hear a word, but just to get close to you. That I may touch you and that you may touch me, Jesus. We lift you up as we draw closer to you, Jesus. Our hearts cry out to you in this place.
Our hearts cry out to you, Jesus. I believe God is trying to do something tonight in this room, individually. On Sunday, He did something for the family unit, and I believe He wants to do something to each and every one of us individually tonight.
Yesterday in the book of Mark, I listened to the whole book, and there was something that really came out of the scriptures for some reason, not in Matthew, not in Luke, and not in John, but specifically in Mark. And Jesus, after every miracle, would say, "Don't tell anyone." He would say, "Keep this a secret." But everyone already knew miracles were happening, so I didn't understand. I didn't understand why it was continually said to keep it a secret. There were thousands of miracles being made daily. People, the whole city, the whole town saw the miracles happening. But He would specifically tell the person that received the miracle to not say anything. And I just want to encourage you and also say to you, if you received your healing, let it be between you and God. Let it be something that you write down, and it's just between you and God. And that you and Him know that something happened in this moment.
The things that Brother Brandon just spoke. First of all, let me say, I believe that there are miracles that have transpired in the room. I believe there's miracles of healing. There was a witness in my spirit the moment that he began to speak about us and our state. What he was talking about was a spirit of tradition. Well, it's Wednesday night, you know. It's not miracle night, it's Wednesday night. It's Bible study night, not healing night, Brother Brandon. Shh. There was an immediate witness in my spirit when he spoke that we discount certain gatherings over others. Well, I got a need, but tonight's not a healing night. I knew in that moment that God, if we would allow Him to, in this atmosphere right here, in this place, that God was going to do something. Now, He chose a vessel through whom He was going to work those things if we chose to believe that He could do it. And I believe that God has worked the miraculous in this room tonight, and there are healings that have transpired. When that happens, is it the man who gets the credit? No. Don't go saying, "Brandon Berglund prayed for me and God healed me." That's what he's saying. Keep between you and God. Don't do something to me that God's got to undo tomorrow. We're all flesh and blood. God works the miracles. He uses vessels. He flows through vessels. He chooses men in a moment. The Lord, Jesus, help me. Somebody came to me one time. I was a young, very young man. I was in my early 20s. I had prayed for them and God had healed them. And they came to me and they said, "Man, God has given you the gift of healing." I carried that for 4 or 5 years, carried it heavily because nobody that I prayed for got healed. And I thought, did I lose it? Someone was being kind and trying to say something kind to me. I was just a vessel in the moment that God chose to use in that capacity. And He's no different. He might choose Brother Lindsay on Sunday and say, "I want to move through him, have him lay hands on the sick." Does that mean that he's suddenly got a healing ministry and he should start traveling the world with a motorhome?
Maybe, I don't know.
Probably not. But this is how our mindset works. Well, you know, so-and-so, he's the healing minister now. Get him a bus. And a trailer and some flyers and help you understand the spirit of what he was saying. This isn't about me. This is between you and the Lord. God worked a miracle. He uses a vessel. He works the miracle. We give all the glory to him. We give all the credit to him tonight. In Jesus' name. Thank you for being here tonight. God bless you. We'll see you back here on Sunday morning.